So, I thought I'd talk today about proof. I'm talking to a lot of people at the moment. I've been mentoring a lot of people. And I'm aware that every person I go to mentor, every person I go to talk to, every time I do a public, you know, like a keynote speech, or I do a class, I'm teaching other people, and I'm aware that when I'm teaching, I'm learning. Everyone I meet has got something to give me. I give them something, everyone gives me something back. It's reciprocal. There is a reciprocal response. And the biggest thing I'm getting at the moment is that wherever I go, I recognise that if I'm talking about, you know, our ability to create our own reality, people need to see the proof. If you go and talk, I mean, I talk in all sorts of places, anything from a school to a prison to, you know, executives to martial artists, you know, everybody's ordinary, everybody's extraordinary, but I talk to people from all walks of life, from people at the highest echelons of society to people who are climbing out of a depression or struggling to get a job. So I talk to all sorts of people, and everybody has something to teach me. The biggest thing I'm learning when I go to talk to them is that they need proof. Ultimately, of course, I'm the proof. If I turn up and I'm saying to them, you can change the world, but I'm overweight and I'm out of shape and I'm not congruent and I haven't got integrity or I haven't got virtue, and if I'm not the proof, then my words will fall on deaf ears. It might give people a little bit of inspiration, but they won't have longevity, they won't last. Especially when you start talking to discerning people, people who already achieved a good degree of success in their life. They need the proof. And I like to take artifacts along with me when I do talks to give people the proof, to let them see the proof, to let them hold the proof, feel the proof. They need the proof. I used to go to do lots of talks, and I'm doing loads at the moment, and I'm talking to people, and I keep thinking, why am I taking the BAFTA along? Why am I taking my notepads along? Why am I taking my feature film along? Why am I taking my plays along? Why am I taking the journalism with me? Why am I taking my short films? Why am I taking my books, you know, my theatre? It's because people need to feel the proof. And of course, I need to feel the proof. I need to see the proof. So where I come from, my background, my social mores, my conditioning, you know, for me, it, you know, the idea of becoming a published writer or living as a writer or living a successful life outside of mediocrity seemed impossible. And there was no proof in my life that it was possible. So when I go and talk to people, I think, why am I taking this? And I know, and I realised just recently when I went to talk to a group of lads that I was taking the stuff with me because it's proof. It's proof. Not just for the people I'm talking to, but for the staff, for the people that have hired me, for the people that have invited me along. People need proof. They need physical proof that you can do what you say you can do and that it's possible for them to do it. Ultimately, like I said, I'm the proof. I turn up. I'm an ordinary person. People see that I'm ordinary, and I say, oh, here's a few things that I've made. So I say to them, here's the notepads. This is the proof of my very first book. And when you open the notepads, I know I've showed these in podcasts before, you'll see on there the date 1989. I wrote this first book in a factory where I was hired to sweep floors. I was 28, and I believed in lack. I thought there was limitation. My conscious net was quite small. It was probably the size of an apple. So everything in my life had an apple size consciousness. I saw very small potential. I could see other people doing other things, but that, even though it often seemed within my reach, it was always beyond my grasp. And there was no one in my world that could show me a book and say, here's a book I've written, there's the proof, it's possible. I'm like you, I'm similar to you. We come from a similar kind of background, two arms, two legs, you know, we're human. I'm like you. And if I can publish a book, or if I can make some art, or if I can be a martial arts instructor or a black belt, if I can be healthy, if I can be happy, if I can be generous, if I can be kind, if it's possible for me and I'm like you, then it's possible for you. People need to see the proof. They don't just need to see the proof, they need to hold the proof, they need to touch the proof, because it shows them that it's possible. So when someone says, I'd like to write a book, but I haven't got time, I haven't got the facilities, I haven't got the room, I haven't got the equipment, you show them my book like this and you say, well, that's my first book, and that's gone on to sell 100,000 copies around the world, and books subsequent to that are in 21 languages. We're in Russian, we're in Chinese, we're in Arabic, we're in Japanese, and it's gone on to, you know, to win a major award, it's gone on to win a BAFTA, and it's gone on to, you know, be in 21 languages, as I said. That's the proof. They want to hold the proof. They want to see the proof. Then I can take them ultimately to the end of it and say, there's a BAFTA. The BAFTAs have been on recently on television. And they hold it and they feel it and they touch it. They can feel it against their skin. It's real. It's very real. So you let them see that and you say, that's the proof. I'm not just saying it's possible to do more, to experience more, to have more, to expand, to grow, to be different, to be your full potential. I'm not just saying that, I'm living it. That doesn't mean I'm perfect. I do have integrity, I have great virtue, but that doesn't mean I'm perfect. Most days I trip up, most days I make mistakes. The people that are closest to me will tell you that. They'll tell you that I make mistakes, they'll tell you that I'm not perfect, but I am congruent. So my thinking, my saying, my doing are in alignment. And if I have any vices, I throw them into the fire of virtue. I feed my virtue on vices. When the vices come up, I don't succumb to the vices. And I feed my virtue on that. I expand my virtue, I expand my conscious net. That's how I live. So I'm saying to you, you can change the world. I'm not turning up 4 stone overweight. I'm not turning up with a cocaine addiction and 3 mistresses. I'm not turning up as someone that is fiddling my tax. I'm not turning up as someone that's going on the internet and being violent towards people. I'm not saying that as someone that's, you know, not kind to my wife or to my children or to my friends. I'm talking about that. I'm saying that from a place of living the gospel, living my gospel, and always trying to finesse it, always making mistakes and always falling over. But having the courage to admit that and say, yeah, I failed there, I made a mistake there. It's not about making mistakes, it's about owning them and about redressing them and then coming back to the centre. So people need to see the proof. So you say it's possible for an ordinary factory worker to have a film made about his life. There's 2 stage plays written about the life of an ordinary factory worker. There's 2 short films that have gone around the world, 32 international festivals, about an ordinary bouncer. There's a film about my life, about how I found ultimate power by forgiving the person that abused me. That's a film about my life. That's a £2 million film about my life. That's based on me working in factories and deciding that I don't want to be depressed anymore. I don't want to live small anymore. I don't want to live under the dominion of fear. So I'm going to go out into the world and I'm going to inquire into what more I can do. I'm going to inquire into my potential. I'm going to confront the things I'm afraid of. I'm going to become the person I know I can become. That's a film. That's what Sharon says. That's what my wife says. £2 million looks like. That was a £2 million film. It's had 4 million downloads on Netflix. Something like 50,000 reviews. And it's gone into about 30 territories around the world. It's a story of a Coventry bouncer who works in a factory in the day. I'm an ordinary person doing extraordinary things. When I show these to you, it's just saying, there's the proof. That's the proof. Feel the proof. Hold the proof. The reason I reiterate it is because I need to see the proof as well. I need to remind myself. My conditioning is strong. My conditioning started when I was born. I was born with conditioning. It was in my cells, and I learnt conditioning from the ages of 1 to 6, and then that was underlined. That was when your internal parent is developed, or the superego, or the second self. And then everything that happened to me subsequently underlined that conditioning. So in order to live my potential, I've had to break that conditioning. I've had to challenge that conditioning. I've had to challenge the social mores. I've had to break outside of the imposed reality and create a new reality, several new realities. That's possible. It's possible. My job isn't to tell anybody how to live. I haven't got no right to do that. My job, my responsibility at this moment in time, as I feel it, is just to say to people, it's possible. So if you stand at the BAFTAs and you win a global award and you say it came from a factory, that story came from a factory toilet. It came from a guy that swept floors in a factory, and there's the proof. And here's the result so far. That's the proof. And when you hold that, when you touch that proof, it becomes real for you and you will expand. So then when people come and people will look at these things from a distance, you might be able to rationalize in your own mind that it's different for me, and maybe I'm not ordinary, and maybe I've had a bit of luck and circumstances of and the fates have contrived to help me. But that's not actually true. If you came and met me and sat with me, this is why the walks and the courses that we do are important. Could you get closer to the source of the material? And it's difficult to deny my ordinariness when you meet me. It's difficult to deny that it's possible. If it's possible for me, of course it's possible for you. Your route won't be the same as my route, but it will still be your optimum route to your optimum place, to your greatest potential. So we need to show people the proof. They need to feel the proof. I need to feel the proof. Equally, when I sit with somebody, that's running a £70 million company or a £100 million company, I can't deny that that's possible. When I sit with someone that's won an Oscar, I can't deny that that's possible. When I sit with somebody that's an amazing sculptor or an amazing musician, if I sit with somebody that has found tremendous kindness in their life, if I've sit with somebody that has been healed of a disease, and I have sat with many people and I've worked with many people who have been healed from their diseases, I can't deny it's possible. I can't deny the possibility of it because I've got the proof. So that's the idea of experiences. The experiences are for you to come along and get the proof, touch the proof, be around the proof, and then go away and be inspired by that to find your own potential. Because the first level of truth is intellectual proof. We need to intellectually to know that it's possible. So we see the proof. We're around the proof. We surround ourselves by the proof. So when that negative voice comes up and says, possible, but not for the likes of me, we can't fall for that anymore. So when the ego says, we won't be able to do that, that's not possible for us, you won't be able to... you won't be able to hide in that place anymore, because that rationalization is a hiding place. You'll be able to look at it and think, okay, it's possible for him, it's possible for me. And once you start to see it's possible for other people, you're able to work on that and start visualizing. The second stage of truth is to visualize yourself in that place. So you see yourself with the book or with the play or with the film or with the Oscar or with the black belt or with the successful business, with the money, with a great partner. You start to see yourself there. You start to visualize yourself there in three dimensions. So the second level of proof is to actually see it in your mind's eye. Not that it's possible for others, that it's possible for me. And then, of course, the third level is physical proof. So that was the first physical proof I had, that it was possible for somebody like me to write a book. That's my first physical proof. I hold that and I just think, yeah, it's undeniably true. Nobody can tell me that's not possible. Up until the point of publishing that book, lots of people were telling me it wasn't possible. And I was telling myself a lot it wasn't possible. But I started to tip and see myself doing it. So suddenly it's there. Even when this book was published, people still said, yeah, it was a bit of luck. And, you know, don't get above yourself. And it's not, you know... you couldn't make a living at it. But I knew once I published one book that through that belief I could publish 10 books. Why couldn't I publish 10 books? Of course I can publish 10 books. 20 books, 30 books, 40 books. Someone like Osho has done 100 books. There's a lot of authors out there who are prolific with their writing. Someone like Paulo Coelho has, I don't know how many books he's got, maybe he's got 20 books, but he's got 150 million copies in print. It's possible. Our potential is possible. Not that all of our potential is the same, you know. Some of us may be oaks, some of us may be summer flowers, some of us may be frogs or fishes, and, you know, we've each got different DNAs. And that's what we'll say to people. Don't try and be a frog if you're meant to be a fish. Don't try and be a fish if you're meant to be a, you know, a swan. Don't try and be a swan if you're meant to be a duck. Don't try and be a duck if you're meant to be a tree. You know, we each of us has a unique signature, and it's trying to find that unique signature and unfold into it. So you don't try to become me and I don't try to become you. We try to become our best potential, who we are. So proof is important, and it's your job, our job, to go out and find the proof. First level of truth is find the proof. When you find the proof, that's the first stage. We can't deny it's possible. We need to see the proof. Second level is to start practicing stretching your imagination to the widest parameters and see yourself in three dimensions in the place you want to be. See the proof in your mind. Build the structure in your mind. If we want to build a palace out there, we have to create a palace in here. In the Holy Quran, it says that God has created a vast and spacious earth, but in order to investigate and explore the vast and spacious earth, we have to create that spaciousness within us. We have to create that ability to see it in our mind. So we create it in cognition. I was walking around St. James's Park with some people last week doing one of my London walks. And it's Buckingham Palace is there. And I was saying that too. In order to create Buckingham Palace in the physical world and make it manifest, at some point we have to construct that in our perception, in our cognition. We have to believe it's possible. Not just that it's possible, but it's possible for us. So whatever we want to build out there, we have to build in here. So find the proof and then start practicing, stretching your imagination. Take your imagination to the furthest fields. And anything that stands between you and the subject of your goal, if you have an emotion sitting between object and subject, so between me and what I want to achieve, if there's an emotion there that says not possible for you, difficult, political, unrealistic, all that kind of thing. If we have emotions standing between the object and the subject, then our job is to inquire into those emotions and dissolve those emotions. This isn't taken away from the fact that, as, you know, obviously we have to create in the world. You know, this book isn't going to be written unless I sit down at some point and write it. I have to sit down and write it. I have to learn how to become published. I have to find out about publishers. I have to go out into the world and do that. You know, that's obviously very, very important. But most people don't even get to the point of writing the book, because as they sit to write it or to achieve their potential, because as they go to achieve it, their perception says not for you, not possible for you, not for the likes of you. But it is possible. It's possible, and I've got the proof. All you need to do now is get the proof for yourself. The proof is out there.